My name is Violet Falls and welcome to Talks with Vi. Today on our show, we will be talking about the story of Rapunzel. We'll be looking at three different adaptations of a story, including the original tale, Disney's Tangled, and the movie Into the Woods. If you haven't seen or read the tale and the movies, I suggest doing so before continuing on with the podcast. Now, without further ado, let's get into it. Let's start with some main events, like how Rapunzel got locked in the tower to begin with. In Tangled, she was born a princess and then kidnapped shortly after being born by the witch so she can keep herself young and youthful forever. However, in both the tale and Into the Woods, she was born a baker's daughter but given away to the witch to repay a debt. It's kind of messed up, right? I mean, not only did her family just give her away, but then she was forced to live her life locked in a tower alone because of her parents' mistakes. Now that's just one of the many important factors, but almost all of them follow the same theme, where the tale and Into the Woods are the same, but Tangled is nearly the opposite of them. Like every Disney movie, in Tangled, Rapunzel has her animal sidekick who sticks with her no matter what. But honestly, there's no need. He's more of a background character. And his presence isn't really proving any significance. But in Into the Woods and in the tale, she doesn't have any sidekick, pets, and as far as we know, she doesn't even have magic hair. In fact, we only learn she has any magic at all in the end when she cries for her lover, whom is blinded due to the witch, and her tears heal him. Speaking of her lover, in Tangled, she falls for a wanted criminal who happens to stumble upon her tower. In the tale, Into the Woods, she falls for a prince who had heard her beautiful singing and followed it to her. I'd also like to point out that in the tale, Into the Woods, Rapunzel is in no way violent or harmful to anyone. But in Tangled, she not only wields a weapon, the frying pan, but she uses it against people often. Disney is supposed to do kind and friendly things and be a good image for kids, and it has the most violence. One writer is also getting stabbed and nearly dies towards the end of the movie. So what kind of images are sending out to kids? I want to take a moment to look back on an important event in Tangled when Rapunzel thinks that Flynn Rider has betrayed her. But in reality, it was just all part of the witch's plan to get Rapunzel back to the tower. He first is knocked unconscious, then tied to a boat with a crown which he previously stole from the castle, and is sent straight to the prison where he is scheduled to be killed and hung for his crimes. Disney, what are you doing, man? That's not very kid-friendly. That's what I find funny about all this. Disney is supposed to be a nice, fun, kid-friendly films, but once you start paying attention to them, you realize they're quite violent. So what kind of messages is sending the kids? What are we teaching them here? Now we're going to move on and talk about the witch and how she was treated as a mother figure in all three versions. She raised Rapunzel as her own in the tower, never telling her the truth of how their situation came to be or where she came from. And in all the adaptations, it's another female, the witch, who locks her up. And Rapunzel never leaves the tower till she meets the prince, or in Tangled as Flynn Rider. But I want to focus more so on the message I think these stories are trying to tell us. I also think the message changes from the different versions. Like, for Tangled, I think she's trying to teach us a mix of things. Like how sometimes it's good to step out of your comfort zone and take a risk. Like Rapunzel did leaving the tower to follow her dreams. At first, she was terrified to leave the castle, because of all the scary stories she had heard. But she took a leap and it changed her life forever in so many wonderful ways. But it also told us not to believe everything you hear. The witch told many stories of the outside world to scare Rapunzel so she would never leave. But most of them were lies. But most of all, it taught us that life is hard, a journey, but you should never give up. Had Rapunzel's parents given up and stopped sending out lanterns every year, Rapunzel may have never left to see them and could have ended up locked up forever. Persevere your dreams. It might not always work out, but as long as you try, you can learn from them and be better next time. As for the tail end of the woods, I think they share a meaning. For starters, that stealing is bad and it comes with consequences. For Rapunzel's family, it was her life. Her father stole some herbs for her mother, and as a trade to repay the debt, he gave up the child. But it also teaches us about the value of having patience and determination. If the young prince and Rapunzel hadn't had so much love for each other and been so determined to find each other again, they wouldn't have been reunited and happy. No matter how bad or tough a situation is, if you have hope and keep trying, eventually you'll get there. That's all about how you view things. But if you persevere, then something good will come from it. Or at the very least, you'll learn from your experiences and be better prepared for what comes next. Keep trying your best and watch yourself improve. Well, that's all for today's episode of Talks with Vi. Thanks for listening and join us again next week for a brand new episode. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so you never miss an episode. And I'll see you next week.